I don't fuck married men as a rule. But this guy was different. I was at the bar that night alone. Possibly looking for cock to fuck. I was near a group of men, all there for one business conference or another. You know the type. They stand out like a sore thumb in the hotel bars. This man, he was talking about how his wife didn't want to come on these trips anymore. She trusted him. He spat those words out as if they were vile, foul. She thought he was past his prime, that he couldn't attract someone easily to get into trouble while he was away on business. I chuckled to myself at how naive some wives can be about the eligibility of their men and their cocks, especially to a woman like me. I could tell it was really affecting him. The guys started teasing him about it, how he'd lost his touch, how he's over the hill, teasing him with names like Gramps and Old Man. Yeah, he was mature, but in the sexiest of ways. And a woman like me knows that mature men sure do have a lot to offer. Life experience alone has taught them to be better lovers, more thorough, not rushing through the pleasure, savoring it. And I do like to savor a cock myself. That's why I wanted the opportunity to show this man how wrong his wife was to trust him alone with a woman like me on the prowl for the night. Make him remember just how desirable he is at any age. So I may have brushed up against him at the bar, and my drink might have accidentally spilt down my cleavage, dampening my light blouse, causing it to become see-through, making him ever so aware that I was braless under that top. And of course, he apologized profusely for something that wasn't his fault at all. And I held my hands up at my sides, feigning shock from having this icy drink spilled down my chest, asking him to grab some napkins and help clean me up. He was so flustered and eager to do so, he didn't even realize, and he was dabbing at my breasts before I started giggling and said to him, "Hey, before you touch those titties, you might want to buy me a drink first, handsome." He went beet red then, spewing out a litany of apologies. I put my finger over his lips and whispered close to him, "I don't mind. I kind of liked his hands on me." Then I winked at him and told him I would take that drink, though. Even with just those few seconds of attention from a woman like me, I could see the light start to flicker back in his eyes, his mood instantly perking up. And no, it wasn't just his mood perking up. We had a few drinks together at the bar, flirting, me making sure he realized that I thought he was very sexy and desirable man. He still blushed with every compliment I gave him, every soft touch of my hand against his. But he realized quickly enough the extent of my lust for him once we ended up back in his hotel room. I think he even forgot he was married for a while there. When I pushed him up against the door, he was a little startled at that at first. I don't know what he was expecting. That was just to get him to stay put, so I could slide my hands down over his chest as I sunk down on my heels till I was squatting in front of him, unbuckling his belt, sliding his zipper down, tugging his corporate-issued slacks down. Those tighty-whities I'm sure his wife must have picked up for him, all the way up. Seeing his cock spring free, already thickening for me. Maybe there was a brief muttered protest from him, but those words died on his lips once my lips engulfed the head of his cock. I started to suck him, and I got that first taste of him. A cock that I knew hadn't enjoyed another warm, wet mouth sucking it in likely decades. I looked up at him, smiling around his cockhead as I savored the taste of him, swirling my talented tongue round and around and around, flicking at the slit, wicking up at pre-cum that began to flow. He looked down at me in awe. I could see his eyes just taking in the sight of me, the way I slid my glossy lips all the way down to the base of him, his eyes growing wide with bewilderment, seeing just how much of him I could swallow down into my throat. My hands gliding up over his thighs and his waist, unbuttoning his shirt as I sucked him, needing him to be naked for me. He followed my lead, unbuttoning the buttons that I couldn't reach, letting his shirt hit the floor, standing there in all his naked glory, his hard cock feeding my hungry mouth with exactly what I wanted. I slid my warm, soft hands up along the backs of his thighs, gripped his ass cheeks firmly, pulling him into me, working his pull with my mouth. He was making the most delightful whimpers and grunts and little curses under his breath. I know how desperately he wanted to come, how vigilantly he was trying not to. That's the thing about older men. Couple things, really. A lot of them aren't sure they're going to be up for a round two. And most of them don't want it to be over that quickly. I want to try more than just my mouth on for size. But men like him and had been denied the pleasure that I could offer him for so many years, it would have been like trying to hold a freight train back. Couldn't help himself. He was actually quite annoyed with himself, swearing, "Oh, fuck, no, 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 God, no," swear like that. Get angry with herself for not being able to hold back the tidal wave of cum that was just gonna flow into my mouth. And the vixen that I am, of course, I kicked it up a notch, hollowing out my cheeks, moaning around his cock, looking up at him, locking my wide eyes with his furrowed, desperate ones, as I pleaded for him to feed me that cum. I got what I wanted. That feeling of the veins in his cock just pulsing, his shaft literally throbbing on my tongue as hot cream started to fill my mouth. Sweetest cream. That's the thing about forbidden fruits. Married men's cum always taste that much sweeter on my tongue. It took him a little while to recover from such an intense orgasm. While he did, I knew I had to make sure that he didn't regret this, that he didn't start having second thoughts right when the night was beginning to get interesting. I stood up and started to unbutton my blouse, his eyes watching each button as it slipped through the little loop, till I let that blouse I was wearing slip off my shoulders and fall to my feet, revealing what I know are some of the most amazing tits he's ever laid eyes on in the flesh, if not the most amazing tits. I cupped them in my hands, started running my finger around my areolas, getting my nipples hard, licking my finger and rubbing the wetness around them. I wanted him to know that I liked my body. I liked showing it off for him, teasing him with it. And I turned around and stepped back into him and asked him if he wouldn't mind unzipping the zipper of my skirt. He didn't hesitate. That's important. Making sure they still feel involved or in charge of the seduction in some ways. I asked him to slide it down off my hips, and it was his turn to lower himself down, dragging my skirt down with him, allowing me to step out of it with my heels. Seeing the lacy, red pair of thong panties I was wearing under that skirt, I heard him sigh, as if that sight of them was exactly what he was hoping for. I felt him lean in a bit and his cheek brush against my cheek. My soft, round, firm ass cheek. I could hear him smelling me. As he did, I ever so slowly turned around to face him again, looking down at his handsome face. He knew the seduction was on. He slid his hands up along the outsides of my thighs until he could grip the tiny little strap of lace that was holding my thong up at my waist and slowly started to peel it down. His eyes just mesmerized by the sight of my freshly waxed, completely bare pussy being revealed to him inch by inch, until those panties themselves were stepped out of and kicked to the side. He didn't allow my legs to close back together once I'd stepped out to kick my panties away. His body was between my thighs, his broad shoulders taking up space, his nose buried against that smooth skin, his expert tongue eager to show off all those skills he'd honed throughout the years, licking between my folds, flicking just right places, lighting my pussy on fire, as I knew he would. I had one hand on the back of his head, the other leaning over to rest against the back of the door and keep me upright. My knees were already beginning to get weak, and he hadn't even stuck his tongue inside my wet hole yet. It's just tasting me, French kissing my clit like only a man of his years would know how. I'm not gonna lie, I too was a little embarrassed at how quickly I ended up coming on his face. I couldn't help myself. What the fuck was his wife thinking? Trusting a man with a mouth that knew how to work a pussy like his. She should have known better. Fuck it. Her loss was my gain. I, too, was a little disoriented after coming so hard. But he was prepared for that, holding me steady, keeping my hips from bucking too wildly, just enough to flood his tongue and chin with my juices, enough to keep me upright while he continued to lap at my clit as my orgasm just rolled on and on and on, me moaning, telling him how fucking good it felt to come on his face, and feeling the vibrations as he chuckled against my pussy, quite proud of himself for making me come so hard. Then I helped him up. It was the least I could do. Putting a man like that on his knees for that long. I kissed his lips to taste myself on him. Licked at them and sipped at them, and seemed to shock him that I liked the taste of my pussy on his lips. Shocked him too, and he felt my hand around his cock, bringing it back to life. I know he didn't think he had it in him, but I could feel him puff up with pride at the fact that he did, for me. Temptress and wasn't ready to be done with his cock yet. I lay back on the bed, keeping my heels on, planting them firm on the mattress, spreading my legs open and gliding my hand down between them, rubbing my cum up and down my pussy folds, letting him watch as I started to finger myself and moan, my free hand cupping my tits. I knew his wife didn't spread her legs and masturbate for him. I also knew he didn't stand there at the end of the bed, stroking his cock, watching her do it. He was doing it for me. Until I beckoned him onto the bed. And I knew he thought that he was just gonna crawl on top of me and fuck me like that. And it's not that I have anything against missionary. It's one of my favorite positions. The weight of a man on top of me. Getting to watch his face as he comes. But this man needed more than missionary tonight. He needed a young slut on all fours, spreading her legs open, begging to get fucked hard and deep. He needed to wildly fuck a hole. You bet your ass it was going to be mine. So as he climbed onto the bed, I quickly flipped over, spreading my knees wide, arching my ass up, looking back at him as my hair slipped down over one shoulder, my pretty face smiling back at him, telling him to fuck me. Please, fuck this cunt. No fucking way his wife calls her pussy a cunt. Not a chance. Not while her fingers are still slipped down between her folds, spreading them open, showing off that hole she wants to get fucked. Oh, I knew. Using that word on all fours, looking back at him with my pleading face and my glossy wet lips. He wasn't going to hesitate. He wasn't going to ask about protection. He wasn't going to worry if I was on the pill. He was just going to rot and fuck and breed. That's what I needed. That's what he needed. Don't get me wrong, I wanted him to feel good tonight. I wanted him to know his worth, but this was no fucking pity fuck. He was sexy. His cock was thick and hard. And he didn't slam it in, even though I know he wanted to. Even though I wouldn't have minded if he did. He slapped it against my pussy first, hitting my clit dead on with the ridge of the tip of his cock, making me whimper, sliding the head of his cock down along my slit, teasing my hole within, making me wriggle, desperately try to push back against his cock, until he slapped my ass, told me that I was such a greedy little slut for his cock. I looked back at him and nodded my head, begged for him to fuck me. Please, please fuck me. Please, put it in me. Put your cock in me right fucking now, I demanded. That did it. He knew I was ready. He knew I wanted to be fucked hard the way he wanted to fuck me. Grabbed hold of my hips, lined his cock up perfectly. I couldn't have asked for more. Till he thrust the entire length of him deep inside my warm, wet, ever so much tighter than his wife's cunt. And I screamed in pleasure. Screamed again when he slid out and slammed it back in. Gripped the sheets tight so I wouldn't be knocked forward onto the bed, so that I could stay upright, so that I could push back against his cock and fuck him back thrust for thrust, banging my thighs against his, feeling his hands on my ass, gripping the flesh in his as he slammed me back onto his cock, muttering incoherent, dirty thoughts that I'm sure he's been holding back for decades, moaning and grunting as his balls hit my soaking wet, ever so sensitive clit, setting my orgasm in motion, causing my pussy to clench around his cock as he thrusts deeper and deeper, sliding almost all the way out and then ramming himself back in that tight, tight hole that was getting tighter with every contraction of my orgasm, hearing me scream, grabbing my hair and pulling my head up tight, telling me to let go, to come for him, to feel his cock filling me, to feel him breeding me, giving me his cum, to take all of his cum, to take it. As I screamed, yes, come in me. Oh, and I got myself another tidal wave of his hot cum. As he started to let go, to shoot those jets of spunk inside me, he held me firm, stopped that pounding motion, and just pushed his dick in deep, let it throb, let his cock spurt out every drop as deep as he could get it inside me, pulling me up so my back was against his chest, his hands gripping my tits, his teeth on my shoulders, nipping at me and licking at me and kissing me and moaning and swearing and cursing and praising me all at once against my ear, until both of us couldn't stand anymore. We collapsed on the bed, the weight of him smothering me into the mattress, and I didn't fucking mind. At least until I couldn't take my next breath and I giggled and pushed him off of me a little bit. He rolled onto his back, still breathing hard, his cock slick with his cum, limp and softening against his thigh, all sticky and so tempting. Couldn't help myself. I had to slide down and give it a little lick and a kiss. And, oh, I heard him mutter under his breath, and I was going to be the death of him tonight. Oh, and I chuckled as I kissed my way up along his body, sliding my thigh over his, rubbing my wetness against him, pressing my tits against his chest, feeling his hand slide down between my legs, his fingers reach out to slip between my pussy and see that look of satisfaction, even pride at how he'd filled me up with his cum. Hearing me moan again, rocking against his fingers, exploring my sensitive hole. Then I grabbed his wrist and brought it to my mouth, sucked my cum off his fingers, licked it right off of his wedding ring while I watched him with a devilish smile on my face. And he smiled back, not an ounce of guilt in that smile either. So, let this be a lesson to all those married women out there that naively think a slut like me won't crave your man's cock, because I will, and I'll have it too. I'll be sending him back to you with every ounce of cum drained from his cock. And for you, sexy, mature men traveling without your wives out there, Never underestimate the ability that your cock and your years of experience have to please an insatiable, sexy young slut like me.